This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday. The opening NFL Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish coming up in 20 minutes. All of his bets for college football this weekend and week one in the NFL. I will give you my favorite college football bets for the weekend, three of them at the end of this hour, 40 minutes from now. All our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys will close the show. Side, total, Femi's Island, and thy royal prop king.
Oh, yeah.
Femi Abebefe with me now. Femi, man, we made it.
Yeah. I have my sunglasses already ready to roll for Femi's Island later today, man. Like, I cannot wait to put these bad boys on and let folks know what
Hawaiian
I like
shirt
today. Oh, it's over there in the corner. I got the Hawaiian shirt ready to rock. And, I mean, we also debuted the hat during Eight Buckets this summer. So that'll be added to Femi's Island as we are truly living a glorious
lifestyle. And I'll just say this about Femi's Island. So Femi, like, moved into his new house, and Femi has, like, I haven't seen, like, the full, but it looks pretty sick. So every Saturday, like, I wish I didn't. Because it, like, fuels me and in a weird, like, honestly, like, really unhealthy way. But it makes me, like, better when, like, I hate people and I dislike the people I work with. Like, makes me better. Like, I actually, like, really like everyone on our crew. Like, and they're all really good at their jobs.
You got a good
so
crew.
Every, yeah, honestly, like, seriously, like, we actually do. Like, not just good, except for Mike Brown. That guy sucks.
Where is he? Yeah, where he is.
I'll tell you where he's not. Here. Max is. Max is doing a great job. So we'll usually get like a text from like, here's, you know, Tyler on the golf course, or, you know, like Bill Zimmerman, like on the lake, or Jake at some crappy dive bar. And then we get Femi in the pool, wearing his hat, looking like the most relaxed guy on the planet. Like, who has it better than you, man?
I'll tell you what. It's a great life, man. It's a great life. And, you know, there was a lot of hard work put into it. Some by me, some by Aaron Judge, some by Shohei Ohtani. But it's a great life. It's been a great life. And we love our new home. And, I mean, college football Saturdays, and we get the iPad out there rolling. NFL, I got to be locked in here in the Matrix. Like, we cannot be out there dilly-dallying, splashing around, all that nonsense. But college football, you know, watch a couple games floating around in my pool. I can't wait for it, starting this Saturday. But it's pretty damn good.
All right. Femi, you've got a bunch of things to discuss, and we will give you all our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys a little later in the show, in the Power Hour. But so how are we doing this here? Are we playing the imaging? And then I'm going to turn this over to Femi, and Femi's going to run the segment. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Well, let's go in here.
We've scanned the globe.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
We've searched
yes, Jake.
Near
no, stop it,
Jake.
And like, Jake, like, Jake, why would you? Yes, full start. Why would you? Why would you think we were ready? Just like, what did we? Who said play the image? Who said that? Who said that?
5 yard penalty.
Still no, that was down. That was he was Brad Lynch just now. Served it up to Pujols. That ball's still traveling, and he's on his hands and knees on the mound. Can't believe the meatball he just served up. Femi, please take over here.
Jake, let's go ahead and play that imaging as we have a lot of things to discuss on this Thursday.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, You Better You Bet brings you things.
I just want to say I still hate our boy Sky Russ. That sucks so bad. This bed's good, though. Femi, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He redeemed himself on the open today, at least. You know, the open was a little bit better.
And you know what?
So everyone's a working progress.
We've already gone too inside baseball here with this. I could talk about the open. Yes. I don't want to do that, though. So let's. I want to keep myself in a positive headspace.
Start mentioning Sots and everything. Let's get real inside baseball. But let's start off with the main thing that we have on the show today.
The main thing.
All right, the main thing in the NFL this week.
See, that's
even
a faux pas. You go, because you go, here's the main thing, and then the thing says the main thing.
I was just going to run it by it like a speed bump, but then you told me to hit the stop sign. So, yeah.
No, I mean, because that's like if you were Fred Schmaltz and you did that, they would like pull you off the air.
That is correct. That is correct. But you know what? We go full speed.
We persevere.
That's what my football coach told me in high school. He said, if you're going to make a mistake, do it full speed. We're not going to half-ass it. So let's go full speed and let's get into it, because the main event that we have this Sunday in the National Football League, of course, the AFC juggernauts, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. We don't need to rehash what happened last January. Nobody wants to remember that and how we lost all that money on that fateful night. But this is as high leverage a game as you could possibly have in week one. And I want to know from you, because I'm going to give my opinion here for a second, but I want to get yours off the top. Should you write off the loser of Sunday night's game in terms of the Super Bowl betting market? The loser, should you write that team off ahead of Sunday night's game when we get the result later on this week?
Oh, I think definitely not. I would say maybe, like, if the Bills get slammed in the game, you still can't write because Allen's so good and like he could Superman that. He could do that, right? But I guess, dude, if the Ravens lay it on them and the Bills secondary looks bad, I mean, Harrison will be back, and like I don't think Tre'Davious White's good, but he may not be 100%. Benford may not be 100%. And look, if the Bills beat the Ravens, like the Ravens started 0-2 last year. Like they didn't just lose to the Chiefs, they lost to the Raiders in week 2 and Antonio Pierce. So I would say that's probably an overreaction, but if the Bills defense looks as bad as I think it might, while still adding that I think Buffalo's a playoff team, even if they lose on Sunday night, I would say no is the answer to that question.
See, I see it differently. And I'm someone who thinks the Buffalo Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, but whoever loses this game, I am writing them off because of how high leverage this game. So here's how.
It's
here's
week
how.
One.
Because I'm not saying that they're still going to have a bad season. I think the regular season could still be good. But if we're talking about to actually win the Super Bowl, I don't think they can do it, because this game is a necessity to have home field advantage. You need to win this game, because if you don't get that one seed, I think there's a really good chance the loser of this game is going to have to beat whoever wins on Sunday and Kansas City to go ahead and win the Super Bowl. I don't see that happening, whether it's Baltimore or Buffalo. This is, in my opinion, I think that this is the biggest week one game that we've had in recent memory. It means that much to the Super Bowl. It means that much to all the other secondary and tertiary markets like MVP, et cetera, that we've discussed all throughout the summer. But literally, I think the loser of this game, in my opinion, you can be different. I am writing off that team from winning the Super Bowl. They can go 13-4 or 14-3 or whatever. But to win the Super Bowl, I don't want any parts because I think it's going to be too tough a hill to climb once we actually get to January.
Bigger week one game, Chiefs-Ravens last year or Bills-Ravens this year?
Oh, this year. This year, 100%.
I guess like the Chiefs ended up getting home field by a bunch because they won 15 games. Just, but, yeah, okay. I mean, like,
the eight buckets experiment that we did over the summertime, that exercise, both of these teams are 13 plus. Like, this is going to likely decide who gets home field advantage. Like, you need that game to avoid Kansas City divisional weekend. I don't see you beating Kansas City and then whoever ends up winning on Sunday. That's asking a lot. So I think this is as high leverage a game as you could ever have.
I was ready to call you Captain Overreaction. I will give you credit here. And if you're out there listening and watching and you disagree with that's fine. But like, I'm not saying this just to agree with Femi. I would tell him I disagreed. I actually thought you did like an awesome job backing. I don't agree because I think it's too long a season. But I think you did a great job explaining that. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. We got a hell of a game Sunday night in Buffalo. All right, Jake, let's get to the next one.
The other thing.
So, of course, this weekend, we just got done talking about the big game, Bills and the Ravens. But what about on the NFC side? Packers and the Lions. And I think this game is also a massive one. And if I told you, Nick, that you could not pick the Eagles to make the NFC championship game, if you can't take the Eagles, is Lions-Packers an NFC title preview?
Wow. That's a great question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a goodie, huh?
No.
Who's not in it?
I don't know who's not in it. I'm going to tell you who is in it, though. The Washington Commanders.
Speak on it. I'm curious to hear this one.
Well, here, it's... Okay, so this is, we'll talk about it tomorrow when we do like all our bets for the weekend, and I'll talk about it on Sunday on the, you know, the nine shows that I do. I believe this to be true, and I said it last year, not I think like in this calendar year, but last season. If it's true, Femi, that Jaden Daniels is like that guy, and he's in the elite echelon already, and obviously like Mahomes is one super, I'm not saying that, but if he's in like that top group, he's like a top five quarterback. They're like, why can't they play on Championship Sunday again, even if the roster is not as good as some of the other top rosters? Like, I'm a Jordan, you know I'm a Jordan Love fan. He's not as good as Jaden Daniels. Jared Goff's not as good as Jaden Daniels. Now, the Lions and Packers rosters are better, but quarterback can be the equalizer here. So, all Washington's got to do is get in. And then let's say it's Washington at Green Bay. In the playoffs, like Green Bay can win that game, but man, like you're nervous, right? That sphincter's a little tight. Yeah. If you like one of those other teams against Jaden Daniels, right? So I mean, I'll say no, and I'll go with Washington.
I love it. Because like, we literally just saw it last year. Like Detroit had one of the great seasons, barring all the injuries. And then here comes Saturday night. Jaden Daniels goes in there and like ends all their dreams. So it's definitely possible. I do, however, think that this is a preview of the NFC title game. We're going to get this matchup three times. I think these are the two best teams in the NFC. The more I've thought about Detroit and the more I've thought about Green Bay, I've always been there with Green Bay. I've been sipping the Kool-Aid prior to the Micah Parsons trade. We're drunk off the Kool-Aid now that they do have Micah Parsons. But the Detroit Lions, every time you look at the roster, how can you not like the team? The coaching staff is a big question mark, and we're going to find out as early as Sunday as to what this transition is going to look like. And maybe it starts slow. Maybe there's a little bit of an adjustment period. But in my opinion, by the time we get to December and January, when we start playing big boy football, and it's Amon-Ra, my favorite player, Jameson Williams, you already know my expectations for him this year, Gibbs, that offensive line, Hutchinson, Brian Branch, like all, there's so many good players. I think Sunday is the first of three matchups that we'll get between the Lions and the Packers. Jake?
I love that.
It's the next one.
Well, hold on, which real
the
quick.
The other.
Oh. That's on me.
No, honestly, it's not. It's on Jake. It's not on you. It's on Jake. And Jake's not with us tomorrow. Jake's like at like a wedding tomorrow or something. Like, Jake, honestly, you should have left today. What I was going to say is I had to, I don't mean that. It's not going to be funny. I had to turn.
I love you, Jay.
I had to turn. I had to mute my microphone. So can I want to give you. I think this segment's awesome, and I want to do more on this at 5:40. How many more do you have of these?
Got a few more.
Okay, so.
Oh yeah.
We may not get to another one here, but we'll do it at more at 5:40 because I love this. I think this is really good. Yeah. So I wanted to like work this into the show today. So I had to turn I had to mute my microphone just now while you were talking to cough. Mm-hmm. So last night, after the show, I went to a dispensary. It's legal, so it's okay to talk about it, right? I'm not breaking the law.
Yeah.
I went to a dispensary.
You've all been to them.
I used to be like, as the kids would say, I do that too much, man. I'm such a boomer. I was like a heavy pot smoker. Like, I loved smoking weed. And as I've gotten older and like I'm married and I have a kid, which doesn't mean like you can still like smoke weed. Like, I almost never, if I do, I just eat an edible. I don't smoke anymore. I'm not saying I don't like it. I like it. So I go to the dispensary. You walk into this place and it's like you're like at the mall and they're explaining to you, like, look at you, like, what are you looking for? And I'm like, hey, I just want to take, like, I got a kid at home. Like, I just want to take the edge off. Like, I want like just like something little to take the edge off. And it's unreal. Like, they give you the stuff, you pay for them, you walk out. It's really, like, it's well-lit. Like, you drive home, it's totally cool. Here's my hot take. I miss having a drug dealer. I miss, like, the danger of, like, driving around, like poorly lit streets and, like, Fresh Meadows in Queens to meet up with some, like Asian guy I barely know to deal me, like, what could be, like a bag of shake. Like,
laced.
A terrible bag of weed. For, like, or an eighth of weed. Or hopefully not laced. Like, I've never ran into that. It's too easy now for these kids. Like, back in my day, you had to work to get your marijuana. Like, now you walk into Trader Joe's and they give it to you. It's unbelievable. So anyway, I was coughing because I hit the pen last night. That's all I wanted to say. Because, you know, it's the start of football season. And we got to take the edge off. We'll take the edge off coming up next. Joey Knish will join the show. We'll get back to things later this hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.